In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the obsession with death in the Romantic era.
Well, you know, as we all know, Yehuda, there is a fascination during the Romantic era of, death and suicide. Quite disturbing.
Yeah. And this brings us to a very dark aspect of Romanticism, the fascination with death, with suicide. This entire genre of graveyard poetry, Young Werther by Goethe, actually inspired young people to suicide. Schubert was obsessed. He has a quartet, Death and the Maiden. He has a song, The Erl King, where a child is dying in the arms of his father. Death is snatching him away. He contracted syphilis when he was 26, Schubert. And in those days, of course, it was an incurable disease. This was a young man, 26, and he knew he was a condemned man. And that's when he writes his greatest pieces, of course.
I can understand that.
And he lived until the age of 32. He had six years, and this is when he gives us, you know, coping with it, coming to terms with it, overcoming it. All this happens in his music. So
Did everybody know he was dying of syphilis?
I guess
was
so.
Was it popular?
A lot of people had it. It was not. So was Chopin, dying very young of tuberculosis in his case. Berlioz, who disliked Chopin, said about him, he was dying all his life. That was a very unfriendly comment by Berlioz about Chopin.
I know somebody like that.
But it's quite interesting. Schumann tried to commit suicide. He jumped into the Rhine River, walked during Carnival Day. He walked in Dresden, dressed in his flowered nightgown, walked into the river, jumped in, and was dredged out, covered in mud by two fishermen, and that's when he was sent to the asylum. So suicide was in the air. Beethoven, again, is there with all the romantics. He considered suicide very seriously, and he confesses it in his famous testament, the Heiligenstadt Testament, which he wrote in 1802. The funeral march from the Third Symphony, Eroica, is...
It's the big one.
Is as romantic as it gets. Sure. And I know everybody knows it, but let's get the flavor of it, because Chopin's funeral march and Liszt music about death, they all come out of this inspiration of Beethoven's Eroica. During the 19th century, tuberculosis was rampant and incurable, just like syphilis. Keats, the Bronte sisters, Aubrey Beardsley, the illustrator, Watteau, the painter, were all its victims. And their art is marked by a mixture of ecstasy, melancholy, love, and death. Chopin's funeral march, Liszt, Totendant, are all indebted to Beethoven's Third Symphony. No wonder the romantic favorite Shakespeare tragedy was Hamlet, with many paintings of the graveyard scene. I'm sure everybody knows it. You know, Hamlet is in the graveyard and he picks up a skull, and he's told that this is the skull of the king's jester, Yorick, and he remembers kissing his lips, and he remembers riding on the shoulders of this little man who was hunchback, and of course, the famous line, "Alas, poor Yorick."
That was Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.